So this part is going to be about flipping ninja math. So I thought I would just open this with you guys here. So, as you might have heard, I've made lots of money in the flipping business. It started out small. It kind of snowballed and got crazy. I started making hundreds of dollars here and there. Eventually, I basically cracked the code, if that's what you want to call it. I discovered the secret, basically, and that's, by secret, I mean, I discovered the game, this whole thing, the flipping business, and basically, pretty much any kind of business that involves profits, marketing, and selling. It's different from the corporate 9-to-5 world that you're used to, the paycheck and employee world, because you're not getting paid for your time. You're not getting paid per hour, so to speak. Instead, it's a complete different game. It's just completely a numbers game, meaning I've made $500 in, 45 minutes before, and after I caught on to how this game works, it started to become a normal thing for me. And that's why I keep telling people, I keep promoting this. I say making $500 a month through flipping things is super easy to achieve. Now, if you think about it, I don't know about you guys, but for me, before I ever even knew about flipping, I would think, oh, $500 in 1 month, that would require pretty much like another part-time, low-paying job for me to pull that off. It's like, oh, shoot, I have to trade X hours per week working in order to make that. It's almost like we're brainwashed to see it as some kind of unachievable task. But the truth is that today I see how easy it is to make $500. Super easy. And it only takes, once you get better at it, the better you get at it, the less time it'll take. So maybe starting out, it might take you, 5 hours total to make $500. But eventually, once you get more familiar with more markets and different items and different values and et cetera, you will be able to pull it off in, 45 minutes, 60 minutes, even less than that, depending on what the item is and all that. But like I said, it becomes a normal thing. So I'm going to quickly just go over flipping ninja math with you. I want to just so you, the purpose of this whole module is so you can start thinking this way. Meaning, for example, this chart, how to make $500 flipping things. Now, if you notice, the first column here is the, the profit per sale. So that means I buy something, sell it, I make $5 profit. Or I buy something and I resell it, I flip it, and I make $40 profit. Okay? So, for example, we have this coffee mug example that I put here. Let's say that you go to a thrift store. And if you go to thrift stores, you'll notice they have tons and tons of coffee mugs. Usually you come across coffee mugs at a thrift store for $1. You know you could sell them on eBay for $6, no problem. I mean, who knows? Maybe you could even sell it for like 15. But just for this example, let's say you were able to sell each coffee mug for $6. So that means you bought them for $1, you sold it for $6, you made a $5 profit. So that means you would have to sell 100 of them at, $5 profits in order to get to your goal of $500. Now, how easy is that if you think about it? Now, it doesn't even have to be with coffee mugs. It could be with any other random item. Let's say you find some random, flower vase or something. You buy it for $1, just all you have to do at that point is ask yourself, can I sell this to someone for $6? Will someone buy this for $5 more than I bought it for? And if you think about it, most likely yes. At this point, it just requires, pure hustle. So, yeah, you will, that's one way to approach it. Now, if you notice, as you go down the chart, the higher you go, the fewer sales you have to make. So that means once you start getting into these types of profit margins, you have to make less sales. And that's why I like flipping higher ticket items, because that means I can flip less and make more money. Usually, spending the same amount of time I would have spent flipping, you know, smaller profit margin items. So that means pretty much you can make $200 in an hour, or you can make $20 in an hour. Completely up to you. The only difference is how good you are at flipping things. So the better you get, the better you'll be able to pull that off. So let's say $200. Now, if I could flip three items and make $200 on all three, I'll make $600. So, as you can see, it's pretty straightforward. You're going to be pulling out your calculator a lot, running your numbers, and it's going to be, it's really easy. Honestly, that's all it is. I mean, you know, you got people going to college and, you know, spending all this time, money, trying to get a degree or whatever it is. Now, I'm not bashing college right now, but I'm painting a picture of the simplicity of making money and how it's just a numbers and sales game, and how it doesn't, you don't have to be the smartest person in the world in order to make a lot of money. You just have to understand the flipping ninja math behind it, you know, understand the math behind it, then just start grinding away and trying to hit those numbers. So now if we go down, you'll see how to make $1,000 flipping things. You know, so if you wanted to make $1,000, how do you do it? Now, you could sell 50 things that all give you a $20 profit. That's one way. You know, find 50 items you can buy and just resell for $20. $20 more than you bought it for. You got $1,000. You know, buy 10 items and sell it for, you know, flip it for $100 profit, you got $1,000, and etc. And here, how to make $1,500 flipping things, how to make $2,000 flipping things, how to make $2,500 flipping things. Let's see, how to make $5,000 flipping things. Now, here's the thing that a lot of people don't realize is, look, you can flip these as fast as you want. Now, you can make these sales as quickly as you want. You don't have to, it doesn't have to take you a month to make, for example, you know, $3,000. It doesn't have to take you 2 months. Now, it can if you decide you want to stretch it, but if you were truly just, you know, hustling and you were like, you know what, I'm going to grind away, I need to make $3,000, I'm going to do it as fast as I can, here's what I'm going to do, and you're just constantly hustling and grinding away, you can, you know, make all sorts of these sales with different profit margins and quickly achieve your goal. You can even do it in a week if you wanted to. It's just a matter of knowing what to buy, you know, knowing the market, the values, and then going out and just doing it. So, let's see. So, yeah, I just wanted to quickly go over this document with you so you can get a better understanding of the flipping ninja math involved. And another good example is higher ticket items. For example, if you're, you know, into flipping cars, if you flip 5 cars with $500 profits each for each flip, that's $2,500. If you flip 5 cars for $1,000 more, that's $5,000, and so on. So that is pretty much it. Go through this document, really study it, and I think it'll really serve you. I want you to really get into the mindset and habit of constantly running these numbers. So I'm always pulling out my calculator all the time. My friends make fun of me because they're like, you know, you're always running the numbers on things. And the reason I do that is because I know that's where my profits are. You know, I'm figuring out how much money I'm going to make. So that's why it's so vital. You have to know your numbers. You have to know the math. If you don't, you're kind of blindly going at it with no goals, no direction. It's almost like a side hobby. But what I'm showing you here is that if you want to make some real money and actually hit some real numbers, you know, $1,500 a month or $2,000 a month, you're going to have to start doing the math and, you know, also use the tracking spreadsheet that I include so you can track your profits and whatnot. But, go ahead and jump into it. Give it a shot and good luck.